Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Powerful Saturday morning once again. We are in your homes, and this is the Favorite Child Flow service. And I want to welcome all of you to the Anakazu Assemblies. This is the Saved Church. This is the Young People's Church. This is where young people gather, learn the word of God, and to hear wisdom. Hallelujah. And I believe tonight, wisdom will come your way. Tonight, wisdom will come your way. So before we begin, I want you to share the link. All right? The link is very important. The only way to invite your friends to join us, the only way to make somebody know about us is when you share the link, is when you try and send somebody the link on your WhatsApp groups, on your Facebook page, and let others know what is happening right here. This is the Favorite Child Flow Service. Favorite Child Flow Service. And I believe that tonight is going to be one of those miraculous nights. It's going to be one of those spectacular nights. It's going to be one of those amazing nights. And your life will never be the same again. As we do always, we like to start with prayer. And I think that, look, prayer is one of the things that will keep you. Okay? Don't live your life without prayer. Never do anything without prayer. Prayer is very, very important. And as a young person, if you wake up, wherever you go, pray about everything and pray about all things. All right? I want to go into a time of prayer and thank God for life. Thank God for health. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for our families. Thank God for your school. Thank God for church. All right? By the grace of God, we have resumed church. Last Sunday was spectacular. Those of you who came to church on Sunday, congratulations to you. We've resumed church already. If you have never heard of it, we have resumed church. Last week we were in church. It was awesome. It was powerful. And coming Sunday, which is tomorrow, we will be in church. So you should join us. But I want to pray. Lift your voice where you are. Begin to thank this Most High God. Begin to give him praises. Give him honor. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and last. He is the sustainer of our lives. In the name of Jesus. Father, we hallowed your name. We said, hallowed be your name. Great are you. You are a great God. You are an awesome God. A wonderful God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for giving us life in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We say thank you for life in the name of Jesus. Maka surabanda, like sekete lemandaya. We thank you for the life of our siblings. We thank you for the life of our families. We thank you for the life of our teachers, the life of our pastors. We thank you for the nation Ghana in the name of Jesus. Mando kalabaya. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for keeping us, putting food on our table. Thank you for sustaining us, for everything that you are to us, Lord. We say you are worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus. Maloka sataya, raka tori mandebe, leka soka braka paya, raka zatori andelea. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Maloka raba, liko sikabaya, makori andea, like bazabra, masoka paya. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we honor you. Isaiah 40 verse 12. Isaiah 40 verse 12 says that, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? We are talking about this God who measures the seas, the ocean, the rivers, all right, in the hollow of his palm. What a great God. and meted out heaven with a span. He measures the heavens in a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. He knows how many dust there are in the world. What a great God. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 30, he says that he knows the number of hair on your head. What a great God we serve. And weigh the mountains in scales and the hill in a balance. This is the God we are praying to. This is the God we serve. This is the living God we serve. This is the big God we serve. Lift your voice once again and thank this God for all that he has done, for keeping us, for sustaining us, for causing us to be alive. For you see, it is not your alarm clock that woke you up. It is God that woke you up. Begin to thank him now. Begin to thank him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you, Lord. You are a great God. You measure the waters in the hollow of your palm. You meted out the heavens in the span. You understand the dust of the earth. You measure the scales. You measure the mountains in the scale and the hill in the balance. Father, we thank you. We are grateful, God, for life. We are grateful for food. We are grateful for deliverance. Thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler. Thank you for not allowing the enemies to have upper hand over us in the name of Jesus. Mando kasataya, likazo prosike nelebe, yando sataya, maketalaba, liko zibra kabanda, like seketelebe, masotorianda ya, makebo sikapa, rakaba zabanda ya. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Once again, if you have just joined us, this is the time to share the link, all right, to your friends, to your loved ones, to anybody you think should be part of this service. Create a watch party, all right? Put the link on your status. Let somebody follow and come, all right? And I believe that is going to be a blessing. We want to pray again and invite the Holy Spirit, the sweet Holy Spirit, our friend, the Holy Spirit, our advocate, the Holy Spirit, our comforter, the Holy Spirit. Begin to invite him. Begin to invite him. You know, the Holy Spirit is a gentle person. He doesn't go where he's not invited. We want to invite him into our service tonight. We want to ask him to come into our heart to take control of everything that we'll be doing here tonight. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Have your way. Have your way amongst us. Move through us. Walk through us. Have your way. Come and be with us. Come and control the service. Fill the atmosphere with your presence. We need your presence. We need your presence. In the name of Jesus, we need your presence. Mako rabazaba, li kaza katora mazamanda, liande zebre kamazobo, li kasa tabandaba, li kebro sikaba kabrandaba, mako tebre seketea, male malabo balakaba, rika soka lianda. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. In the name of Jesus. Mando bala, rakabazaba, mando belekala, rakabazabandaba, yande kalabaya. Tonight, take control. Tonight, take control. Tonight, take control. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, take control. Masoka bandaba, lika zake nalaba, liko lima. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Finally, we want to pray for ourselves. And there's a very good scripture here in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 15. All right. It says that the rod and reproof give wisdom. All right. What the series we are doing is called Wisdom is for Young People. It says the rod and reproof give wisdom. All right. Correction and discipline, it gives wisdom. But a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. We want to pray that we will not be left to ourselves tonight. As a young person, it's a good prayer to pray. That pray that God will send somebody into your life. That, you see, when we say you are left to yourself, it means that There is nobody to correct you. There's nobody to tell you that you are wrong. There is nobody to give you a good counsel. That is, you are left to yourself. Many years ago, I was teaching a certain boy, small boy, for extra classes. You know, these home classes. I was teaching him, and at the end of the day, the mother and I decided that, she's going to give me a certain amount. But after the first month, the woman gave me some amount to be that I wasn't happy. And I said, this woman, I will show her. As I was teaching the boy will write, if I give the boy maths, 2 + 1, the boy will write 21. Then I will mark it correct for the boy. This is a child which has been left to himself. So anything you do is correct. But you don't know that you are on the wrong path. So if the child, I give him 1 + 1, he writes 11. Then I mark correct, excellent. But the mother too doesn't know that this is what I was doing. All right? So this is a child that has been left to himself. You know, when you are left to yourself, it is disastrous. Yes, it is, I don't know, it's full of trouble. But we are praying that we'll never be left to ourselves. Say amen. You will never be left to yourself. Ask God to send somebody into your life that will keep you, that will hold you, that will correct you, that will counsel you, that will love you. Pray that you never be left to yourself in the name of Jesus. Mando Sataya. Father, may we not be left to ourselves as young people. May you send us teachers. May you send us teachers. May you send us counselors. May you send people into our lives, oh God, that will correct us, that will guide us, that will oversee us in the name of Jesus. A child left to himself bring a shame to the mother. May we not bring shame home. May we not bring shame home. But we are praying, oh God, that we become wise children in the name of Jesus. We will become wise in our generation. Nobody will refer to us as fools again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Masoka talaba. Rikande bazabra. Masokele maya. Rakatakaba. Lika zamandaba. Liando balekebe. Liko sakapaya. Ramando kabaya. Lika zabro kaba. Maye mazabra kalendea. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kale masatoya. Matoriande. Raka bazaba, lika sekepe, limo kabakaba, raka takaza, limato riandaya, lika zamane, liko kalandaya. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody say amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We commit our service into your hands. We pray, oh God, that may you come true to us. May you shield us. May you guide us. May you bless us in this service, oh God. May you give us wisdom. May you give us understanding. We pray, oh God, that Lord, the entrance of your word will give us light in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right, so we are going to have our praises and worship. All right, we want to call on the praises and worship team. I'll come again to come and collect offering and also to preach the word of God. So stay tuned, send the link to your friend and be part of this service. Don't go away. Enjoy the praise and worship, and we'll be right back. In Jesus' name.
Come on, lift up your hands and begin to worship the Lord. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adorated. Come on, begin to worship the Lord. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Come on, the Andy, Kimanda, Masotayama, Rambalande, Kiande. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the guidance. We thank you for the gift of life, Lord. Kimandelebe, Masotayaba, Rabaliandelebe.
You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you.
Come on, sing it.
I worship you.
You are here, mending every heart.
You are here,
mending every heart.
Mending every heart.
Oh,
I worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Worship
you are here, mending every heart again. Come sing it.
You are here,
mending every heart.
Mending every heart.
I worship you, Lord.
I worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. my God. That is
come on, begin
who
to sing it wherever you are in your home.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You are He.
You are He. Moving in our midst.
I worship you, Lord.
Worship you.
Lord, I worship you.
Worship you.
You are He, man in every heart.
You are He.
Hey.
Man in every heart.
Worship. place is for only the dance. Yeah, yeah, man. Come on.
Hallelujah, I'm back. I believe you have enjoyed the praises and the worship and the ministration and everything. Now, I want you to take a very powerful offering, okay, to support the work of the Lord. Powerful offering, okay, and I believe that money is not everything, okay, but what can help us to come on your screen every Saturday is money. Okay? Takes money to come on your screen. So I want you to give a very wonderful offering to God for all that God has done for you. To say thank you to God. Okay? So give a very powerful offering as I'm about to preach. So you can see the numbers on the screen, okay, the numbers are on the screen. MTN Momo, we have Voda Cash, we also have Airtel Tigo Money, ATM, yeah, Airtel Tigo Money. The Fidelity Bank account too is by the side, but if I'm not sure you have bank account, so you can do Momo, but bank account, no, I don't think so. But if you have, you can also give bank account. I'll be very glad. All right. And then you come back and then I'll preach powerfully. Tonight, I want to complete my series on the ants. All right. You know, we started about the ants, okay, being very feeble, but they are very strong. All right. They are very wise. Sorry. Exceeding. Bible described them as exceeding wise creatures. All right. So give the offering and come back, and then I will preach. Okay. I'll preach a very powerful sermon tonight where I believe that wisdom will come your way. You see, I keep telling you in last week I read from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, which says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the main thing. Young people are synonymous to foolishness. All right? That is why people insult you, foolish boy, foolish girl. But by the time we are done with this series, you'll be referred to as a wise child. You'll be referred to as a wise girl. Yes. Wisdom will make you wise. All right? In Job 12, verse 12, he said that, with the ancient is wisdom, and in the length of this, understanding. Okay, because we all believe that when you are old, you are intelligent, but when you are young, you are a fool. Yes, and the Bible said it, that foolishness is bound to the heart of a child, but the rod of correction. Okay, another thing that can take away the foolishness is called reproof. reproof is correction, a wise counsel. And in this preaching, I'm giving you wise counsel. I'm giving you wise, a good advice so that your life can be proper. Yes. My prayer for you is that your life will be proper. My prayer for you is that you will live a good life. You will not end up as a weed smoker. You will not end up as an armed robber. You will not end up as a teenage girl, teenage pregnant mother. You will never end up as a track pusher. You will never end up as a trot mate, as a plantain chip seller. You will never end up as a non-entity in this life. Say amen. I can't hear your amen in the comment box. I can't hear your amen at all. Write the amen. Let me know you are online. Yeah. Because you see, the aim of the evil one, Satan's agenda, the devil's agenda is to make you a non-entity. All right? The devil's agenda is to destroy your life. The devil's agenda is to make you a miserable, a frustrated human being. But God will never allow that. Yes, God will never allow that. That is why God has brought me your way to speak wisdom. And I'm believing God that what I'm preaching, all right, it is entering you. The Spirit of God is entering you. Wisdom is entering you. And you are making decisions in your life. Say amen. Yeah. Proverbs, our popular Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 24 to 28, said that there be four things which are little. You can be a little girl, but you can be intelligent. You can be 12 years, you can be intelligent. You can be 10 years, you can be intelligent. You can be 15 years, 18 years, 20 years, and be intelligent. Little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. You'll be wise. You will be wise. I confer on you the spirit of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. You'll be wise. You'll be wise. You are losing appetite for foolish things. You are losing appetite for idiot things. Yeah. Because you work with area boys. You work with useless girls. You work with nincompoops. But wisdom is coming your way. Your mother has spoken. You are not taking it to advice. Your father has advised you. They woke you up in the night. They had a meeting and discussion with you. Try to straighten your life. But you don't want to straighten your life. You are working with weed smokers. 25. The ants are a people not strong. Yeah, not strong. Let me tell you. Don't feel you are strong. You are not strong. If you are young, you are not strong. You are not strong. You need something that is stronger than you to hide under. You need something that is stronger than you to protect you. Yet, they prepare their meat in the summer. They prepare their meat in the summer. They prepare their meat in the summer. So we started that. The wisdom keys to learn from the ant is that number one, they see the future. Are you seeing the future? Are you seeing that in the next 5 years, you are about to complete SHS? Are you seeing that in the next 10 years, you will be completing university? What are you preparing your future for? What type of preparation are you making for your life? And see that there is future. One day, the rainy season will come. And so they prepare for the future. Your mother, she's preparing for the future. That is why people save in the bank. Because they are preparing for the future. There's something we call a rainy day. There's something we call a difficult time, which is coming. But you are not making any effort. You are not preparing for your future. At all. You are joking with your life. You are joking with your future. But I've come to explain to you that if ants are making plans for their future, you, a human being, we are paying school fees for, a human being, you should think about your future. Say amen. I feel I'm preaching. I'm yet to descend. Number two, the wisdom of hiding yourself. Ants are one group of people that hide themselves. You will not see ants walking anywhere. Yeah. If you make yourself noticeable, people will target you. If you make yourself noticeable, you have done your hair, you have done lipstick, boys will notice you and they'll break your virginity. Yeah. If you make yourself noticeable, wearing tight clothes, your breasts have popped out like watermelon, the boys are seeing you. Yeah. You say you are a fresh boy. You say you are a fresh boy. No problem. A certain girl is after your life. Yeah. Hide and flourish. Hide and flourish. Hide yourself. Don't expose yourself. Yeah. On Facebook, you are all over. On Instagram, you are all over. Every social media, you are there posting your pictures, posting everything. Very soon, a certain idiot is going to send you a hi in your inbox. And that will be the road leading to you becoming a drunkard. Yeah. Let me tell you. I'm Robert. They did naming ceremony for them. People attended their naming ceremonies. If you see a prostitute, if you see an armed robber, if you see a bad person walking around, their parents did adorings for them. Yeah. And they gave them nice names like John. If they catch the armed robbers, look at their names. Some are called John. Some are called Samuel. Some are called Emmanuel. Some are called Michael. These are people that their parents go to school. Their parents go to church. And they've given them nice names. All these armed robbers, they've all gone to school before. But they didn't think about the future and they didn't hide themselves. They attached themselves to bad people and they influenced their lives. Number three, ants understand that life is in seasons. Let me tell you, life is in seasons. Whether you like it or not, life is in seasons. I'm telling you, today, you are laughing. Tomorrow, you will weep. Today, you are in school. They are sending you money. You are tearing chobo. You tell your mother that they are selling a certain pamphlet. It's called coronavirus. They should send you money to buy the pamphlet. They are selling a certain pamphlet. It's called sanitizer. You need the money to buy. No problem. One day, you are going to complete the school. Life is in seasons. Life is in seasons. I'm telling you. Whatever you are doing, it will pass. Yeah. And ants understand that is why they work during the season they have. And when another season comes, they go and hide themselves. Number three, four. We also learned that ants are intelligent and wise. Last time I was explaining to you the difference between being intelligent and being wise. Ants, insects are described as people that are intelligent and wise. But you that we pay school fees for, you that we come to your school to pay school fees and they give us receipts, you that we come to your school to attend PTA, you that when you are going to school they give you lunch money, they sell school fees, school uniform for you, nobody can call you a wise and intelligent girl. What a pity. What a pity. Yeah. Ants, they know that they are intelligent and they are wise. May you be a wise child. May you be a wise child. I said, may you be a wise child. I erase every form of foolishness from your life right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. As I'm preaching, I can feel that wisdom is entering somebody. Wisdom is entering somebody. If it is you, say, I receive it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Then we learned, number five, last week, and that's where we ended, that ants are able to work without supervision. Ability to work without supervision. Ability to do your things without somebody having to tell you, go and bath, go and learn, go to school, go and study, take your books, do this. Everything somebody has to tell you. And I explained to you last week that if you are somebody that every time they have to tell you what to do, you will never do well. Anybody, if your father comes home and he's always talking about, and my supervisor or your mother, and my supervisor said this, and my supervisor, the supervisor collects more money than her or him. Yeah. Yeah. But the people that can work without supervision, they are the people that are paid well. Do you want to do well in life? Learn to do your work. Learn to do things without having anybody to tell you. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. He said, the ant, they don't have ruler, they don't have overseer, they don't have a guide, but they gather their meat in the summer. Yeah. Everything you want to be told, including washing your panties, they have to tell you go and bath. They have to tell you sweep your room. Some of you, when we enter your room right now, your room is like a rich man's boiler. A rich man's boiler. Your room is like a rich man's boiler. Everything is bazaar. One of your shoes is in the fridge. One of your shoes is under the bed. Your clothes, the dirty one and the washed one, they are all mixed together. Your room is smelly. When your mother says, go and clean your room, then you are angry. You want to be supervised. You want to. These socks you've been wearing, you have never worn these socks before. The socks is smelly. And you want to become a medical doctor? I doubt. Learn to do things without having anybody supervise you. You are growing. You are an adolescent. You are growing. They have to tell you that your armpit is smelly. Hey! And you are looking for a boy to come and marry you. Yeah. Learn to work without supervision. If you can hear me, I am speaking truth and wisdom. A girl your mother is cooking, you are playing ball with boys outside. How? How can you learn how to cook? Do you understand? You want somebody to call you that come and learn how to cook. Learn to do your things without supervision. If you don't like the preaching, I've not started the preaching. I'm doing recap. If you don't like it, you can save your data and go and watch pornography with it. You can save your data and watch pornography with it. But if you like what I'm preaching, share the link right now to your friends. Tell them that some pastor be has come on the screen. They should come and watch. Yeah. Oh, I said yeah. Ability to work without supervision. Don't let people dictate to you. Don't let somebody have to supervise you to do whatever you have to do all the time. You must learn to work without supervision. Mando si katori and lebe. Number 6. Today I'm ending it. Yeah. Ants are highly industrialized. This is a very big word. But if you go to school, you understand what it means by highly industrialized. Yeah. Ants and they behave like an industry. Do you understand? And when we say a place is an industry, it means they produce something, okay? They do a work. Every time they do the same, it's like repetition, okay? Ability to be at one thing. Ability to do one thing over and over. And that is how life is. Yeah. If you go to a place that they produce car, like Ford, it's doing it. Every time when you go, they are working. Highly industrialized. You can't wake up 4 o'clock every day. Even 5 o'clock, you can't wake up 5 o'clock every day. Your waking up patterns is bizarre. You don't have a time you eat. When you see the food, you just eat. You cannot tell between lunch and breakfast and supper. You just see the food, you just eat. And I was highly industrialized. Yeah. Look, you want to do well in this life. You want to have wisdom. You want, let me tell you the difference between a rich man and a poor man. I'll tell you. The difference between a rich man and a poor man is not because the rich man has 7 eyes and the poor man has 2 eyes. No. No. What makes rich men rich is that when rich men are working, they stop working because the work is finished. But when poor people are working, they stop working because it is time. Yeah. You are learning, you have given yourself 2 hours. You've gone to school. They say you close school at 2 o'clock. When you hear 2 o'clock, no, you pick your bag. How can you do well? You can't do well. If you see anybody who is poor, they don't like working. Most poor men don't like working. Yeah. When they work small, no, then it's that their bones are breaking. But rich people, they keep doing one thing. There is something they do that is how they are rich. Highly industrialized. We cannot come and find you learning midnight. You cannot learn midnight, but you can watch movies midnight. You will not do well. You will never do well. The people who control the world, the people who do well, the people who have money, the people who are well-to-do, they are the people that take time off to do things that are valuable. You play game throughout the night. You watch movies throughout the night. You want to do well. You want to do well. You are telling yourself you want to become a lawyer. You think the lawyers, they slept to become a lawyer. When we're in primary school, GSS, they taught us a poem. They said, the height that great men reach and kept, okay, were it attained by a sudden flight. They didn't just fly to get there. He said, but they, whilst their companions slept, kept on toiling upward in the night. You are in SHS. After preps, you go and sleep. You say you are tired, your head is aching, you go and sleep. Your friends are in the dormitory and in the classroom doing overtime. You are tired already. You are tired already. And you want to become something. You want to come out with 8 A's. You are putting oil on your forehead. Who told you oil on your forehead can make you get 8 A's? Who told you that oil on your forehead can make you get 8 A's? Get to the job. Get to the job. You want to become an important person in future, and you are watching series. You are watching Lil Wayne and Ejako on TV, on Atinka TV, home-based TV. You are an idiot. Yes. Highly industrialized. Highly repetition, repetitive. Keep doing the same thing over and over, over and over. They keep learning the greater science over and over. Mathematics over and over, over and over. Highly industrialized. Somebody say amen. Oh, I said somebody say amen. Yeah. Yeah. Learn to work over and over. Learn to work over and over. Learn to work over and over. Never give up. Never give up. Don't be tired. Never give up. Yeah. You think anybody you see doing well sleeps? No. The people who do well, they don't sleep. Yeah. Was this some time ago? I was preaching. I told that the world in which we are is controlled by tired people. Hey, this world we are is controlled by tired people. You like sleeping too much. You are not diligent. You are not industrialized. Yeah. Let me show you some scripture in Proverbs. He said, diligent, okay. He said, seeth a man that is diligent, he will stand before kings and not before mean men. I will show you that scripture. Proverbs 22:29. All of you should pray that God will give you iPad. iPad is good. You get to the scriptures quickly. Proverbs 22:29. He said, see that a man diligent in his business. Are you diligent in your business? Are you diligent in your education? Are you diligent in your church? What are you doing in the church? You are playing instrument. You are not highly industrialized. You are playing instrument. Today you play the instrument anyhow. He said, he shall stand before kings. Yes. One of the things I'll be preaching about is called standing in the king's palace. It talks about the lizards in the king's palace. I'll be preaching about it. He shall not stand. He shall not stand before mean men. Yeah. The people who collect the award, they don't sleep like the way you sleep. The people who collect the award, the best students in the class, they don't sleep like the way you sleep. Yeah. Highly industrialized. Ants are working without getting tired. You a human being. You a human being. You are tired already. Hallelujah. Number seven. Ants believe in the word until. Everybody say until. Yeah. This word, this particular point should stay with you. Until I become a lawyer, I am not stopping. Until I become the medical doctor, I will not stop. Until I become the architect, I will not stop. Until I become the nurse, I will not stop. When you see ants carrying a food or food something, look, anything they will do to carry, until they get to their house, don't stop, don't be discouraged. Anything that has set itself to discourage you, begin to overcome it in Jesus' name. Don't be discouraged by problems. Yeah. Never be discouraged. Overcome every mountain in your life as a young person.
When I was in class four, my father died. So because my father died,
your father has died. Our condolence that your father has died. We too, our father died. When we're in class 3, our father also died. What should we also say about that one? Overcome every obstacle. Overcome everything until you become what you want to become.
Both my father and my mother, they died in an accident. So because of that, I had to stay with my uncle. And every time I take my book to learn, when I remember about my father and my mother, they are dead, then your father and your mother died 10 years ago. You are still thinking about them. And when you pick a book to study, the funeral comes into your mind. You are not serious. You are not serious. Do you know when our parents also died? Do you know when our parents also died? Our condolence that your parents have died. But that shouldn't determine your life. Rise up. You are too lazy. Rise up. Rise up. And fight until you achieve what you want to become.
You have settled too long. You are at ease. Yes. Yes. You are not hard. As a young person, you are not hard. You are too lazy. You cannot pick your books and study. Because you don't have anybody telling you anything in life. You want to become a lawyer? Don't sleep. Don't sleep. If you look carefully, you see that my eyes are red. Yeah. You don't sleep like that. As I'm standing here, if I get my dress right now, I'll be gone. But you have slept. You sleep, eat. It's called Adidas. When they bring your result, you get the defe. When they bring your result, we should see Abba. A-B. Abba. But you, when they bring a result, they defe, remaining small, while I could give you G. Yeah. Stand up, and believe in the word until others can make it. What others can make, you can also make. I'm telling you, life is about fighting. You see somebody who has something in life, the person fought. Bible said that from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence. You have to fight. You see somebody driving a car, the person fought. You see somebody living in his house, that is even what is going to lead me to the next point, that ants have the wisdom of building. You see somebody building his house. Anytime people see people building, they think they have money. You see somebody say, hey, Papa, we, Shika, hey. No. You have no idea the battle the man is fighting with masons who are stealing the cement, plumbers who are stealing pipe. A lot of things is fighting. You are there. Ants are masters of builders. What are you building? What are you building? Dear young girl, what are you building? Are you building your career? Are you building your spiritual life? What are you building? What are you building with your life? Yeah. What are you building? You must learn to build something. Have you seen ant house? They call it ant hill. You see, it will be very difficult to break. Yeah. Never pray that you will never buy a land with an ant hill on it. You cannot. You cannot break it down. What are you building? You are not building anything. You are just there in your life. You are in your father's house. Don't come to our house. Do you know how the house came to be? Do you know? So if your father is renting the house, you don't even know that they are renting the house. You are fighting with the landlord. You are telling the landlord to leave your house. You have no idea that the house that you are, your father is renting it from the landlord. And you're always fighting with the landlord. One of these days, they will sack you and your parents. And have the wisdom to build. Yes. Every young person listening to me, it should be your aim to build something. Build something. Dear young boy, you are listening to me. Learn to build something in your life. You're not building anything. Your own life, you can't build it. Let alone building a house to go and collect somebody's daughter to come and put inside that you have married. You cannot. Build your life. Build your spiritual life. Build your social life. Build your economic life. You send somebody dash you money, no, Indomie and Hollandia. You buy Indomie, you buy strawberry Hollandia, you take selfie, put it on your WhatsApp status, and you write, Nyamia Yebi. Who told you Nyamia Yebi? A comma diwacha ma, wanya eyi, Indomie, just said, you have arrived. Build something. Build something. Build something. You are watching me. Build something. Build something. Ants are building. And you a human being. A human being. Yeah. What are you building? You are building your breast. You are heaping your breast for the breast to pop out. For the boy's shiny breast to put in kutu on it. It will attract insects. You are building your buttocks. You are building this your buttocks as you are passing boys that are calling. They will call you. Because whatever you build, that is what people see and they refer to you. You are building buttocks. You are building breast. You are building your lips. Keep building it. Build your life. Ants are building. Ants are building. And you are not building anything. Learn to build something. Learn to build. You are growing up. Learn to build something. Yeah. What can you say you have done with your life? Yes. You are 17 already. You have pubic hair all over. What have you been able to do? You have not done anything meaningful with your life. Look at you. Every day you are complaining. Anything I do, my mother is not happy with me. Why do you think your mother will be happy with you? You are sitting in the house, you are eating, you are not... Even now that rain has started and it has started raining and things, your house is bushy. You are waiting for your mother to go and call somebody to come and weed the house and pay the person. You sleep, you don't wake up early. And you say you are building your life. When you wake up, you say that you want to become a chartered accountant. Chartered accountant, my foot. You become a susu collector. Susu, even that one, God has even blessed you. Susu collector you become. Yeah. You think that Paul became chartered accountant? They sleep and wake up at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Build something with your life. Build something with your life. Build something with your life. Don't waste your life. Never waste your life. A young girl is listening to me. You are spoiling your life. You are destroying your life
following boys, having sex with you, sleeping with you here and there. You are destroying your life.
You are destroying your life.
Yeah. You are destroying your life by watching pornography. You are destroying your life. Dear young boy, you have started drinking alcohol. You have started drinking beer. And your friends are giving you fans. And you are happy. They call you king. And you are happy. You are destroying your life. Instead of building the house, your house, instead of building your life, you are rather destroying it.
I put it to you.
I put it to you.
I put it to you. Don't destroy your life. Never destroy your life. The next one, the wisdom of fighting. Yes, I'll end it with that one. Wisdom of fighting. Do you know wisdom of fighting? Yeah. If ants are fighting, you see, ants, they fight. They have different rules they perform. They have ants that fight. Soldier ants. Have you heard of soldier ants before? Yes. We have something called soldier ants. And then they fight. If you want to do well in this life, you have to fight.
Life is full of fighting. I'm telling you. If ants are, you see, even to do your quiet time, you have to fight.
Yes.
To do your quiet time, you have to fight. Yeah. You are too soft.
A certain man was doing something for me. Was working for me. And he was doing the work for me, actually. So I went with one of my church members. Yeah. And so, when we went there, as we're talking, we're trying to. Then the church member I went there with to go and do the work, we're talking, and they said, "Oh, Pastor Ima." Then I took him aside. I said, never call me Pastor Ima here. Otherwise, if you call me Pastor Ima, you spoil my move. Because, see, when the people are misbehaving, I have to face them. So if they hear that I'm a pastor, and I'm facing them, they will wonder whether I'm a real pastor or a fetish priest. So I said, don't tell them I'm a pastor. Yeah. People are fighting. You cannot fight. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 33. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. And he, a man of war from his youth. If you are a youth, you must be a man of war from your youth. You have to start fighting from your youth. You have to start fighting when you are young. Fight for things. You are not fighting. You are in the house, somebody's come to work for your parents, they are not there. You see the people stealing the tiles. You are just watching them. You say, I'm not the one who bought the tiles with my money. You are an idiot. People have come to your house, they are misbehaving, the tap is on, water is pouring. You don't understand what water flowing can do to your school fees. You cannot think about how when a light is on in a room where there is nobody, as the electricity is flowing out, you don't know what it can, well, you don't know the relationship it has with your school fees. That's why you are behaving like that.
A man of war from his youth. A man of war from his youth.
Young people. But Paul said, fight a good fight.
Fight a good fight. Look, you have to fight to remain spiritual. I'm telling you. You have to fight to remain in church. Look.
You know when I gave my life to Christ? I gave my life to Christ in the year 2001. Up to now. Almost 19 years.
Do you know how I have to be in the church? I have to fight to be in the church. I have to fight. At a very young age, I gave my life to Christ. I could have been a land guard or some Asafwa chair. There are people are coming to greet me so that I go and cut land for them. Yeah. But I have to fight to remain in the church. A lot of the people I gave my life, we were in church together. They've all stopped church. They've stopped church. They're on their own. They've stopped. Nobody can talk to them. Why? You have to fight. And this is the personal battle. He said that thou art not able to. You cannot fight somebody who is a man of war from his youth. You just came. That was what Saul told David. Goliath, you cannot. Goliath has been a man of war from his youth. But Saul didn't know what David was carrying. He didn't know that David has also been practicing. You see, the key of non-visibility. Goliath, when he's practicing, he will be jogging in the area. Everybody has seen. But David, non-visibility. David was rehearsing in the backside of the wilderness. He was there. Fighting with lions, with bears. He has come to meet this giant. He went up and defeated him. What can you defeat in your life? What, when we leave you, what can you defeat in your life, young person, young girl? What can you defeat? When a boy come and visit you, can you defeat that temptation for him not to sleep with you? Young boy, when your cousin come to visit you, will you resist the temptation by not sleeping with her? And one of the things that has come on is people sleeping with their cousins. Cousin has come to visit you, no? Hey! Your cousin, they say coronavirus, they have left Atebubu to come and stay with you at Medina. Small no, Achipioto, Achipioto. Hey! No! What are you fighting? Are you a man of war? Are you a young person of war fighting from your youth? You have to. You have to. You have to fight from your youth. You have to fight from your youth. These are the wisdom keys of the ant. Yes. The wisdom keys of the ant. If you follow this wisdom, the wisdom of building, the wisdom of fighting, the wisdom of in believing in the word until, the wisdom of being highly industrialized, the wisdom of working without supervision, the wisdom of being intelligent and wise, the wisdom of understanding that life is in season, the wisdom of non-visibility, that is hiding and flourishing, and the wisdom of seeing into the future. It will take you far. It took us 3 weeks to be on this ant. Yeah, I can go on and on. If you give me ants for the whole year, I'll teach you about ants. Yeah. Ants are very, very wise people. Insects are wiser than you, a human being with breast. Insects are wiser than somebody like you, that you are in SHS2. You are doing chemistry. Wisdom, ants are wiser than a science student like you. Wisdom, ants are wiser than a business student like you. What are you doing with your life? You are watching pornography with your life. You are masturbating with your life. You are stealing with your life. Super betting here and there with your life. Fornicating, sleeping with girls every now and then with your life. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Are you a dog? Are you a dog to spoil your life? Kando sika balabaya. Yeah. Yeah. Learn the wisdom of the ant. Young person, you are in class 6. Learn the wisdom of the ant. You are in class 5, class 4. Listening to me. Learn the wisdom of the ant and you go far. Yeah. Yeah. You are in SHS2. You are not left out. As you are going to university, if you don't take care of this university, you can't even go. Because the way your life is, when they send you to school, you are going to do boys, boys, everything, boys, 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 punishing juniors at school and all that. You think you are the Ogboro. You have come on. Nobody can speak twice to you. Listen, listen. I put it to you that you have to have a certain mind. You have to make yourself a wise person and you can do well in this life. God bless you for listening to me. Put your hands together for the Lord and let's pray. Let's pray. Mando Sika Balaba. Lift up your hand wherever you are. Begin to thank God
for the word that you have heard. Ask God to allow the word of God to sink deep down into your heart in the name of Jesus. Mando sekama rikabu sama emdeli bando keba satalima kelebo sirianda rakaba zabro kaba liyande kebo sakaba rike zebre kaba. Wisdom is the principal thing. Male kosikaba rabanda bo sikabaya rakato riba ramande kaba. Bible says wisdom is very expensive. Pray that you'll be able to afford it. Pray that you be referred to as a wise child, a wise girl, a wise boy. Male kosikaba, raba dabro zaba, ratelema andobele, kema zaba kele bele kala, rabu sama talianda, iyande kebe sato raba. In the name of Jesus, you are here. You are not born again. You want to give your life to Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to say this prayer after me. Mean it from your heart. Believe God that what you are saying, you are making a positive confession, inviting Jesus into your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. I'm a sinner. Please have mercy on me. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for everyone that has given their lives to you. I pray, oh God, that you keep them, oh God. May they not fall by the wayside, but may they live this Christian life, and may they be well with them all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to give a very powerful offering. We have ended the series on the ants. Okay? The next group we are going to is the conies. Yeah. Next week, I'll be teaching you about the conies. Don't miss next week. Never meet next week. I'll be preaching about, and tomorrow is Sunday. I want you to meet me at church. My number is on the screen. If you want any direction, call me. I'll give you. You can bring your children. You can drop your children in my church. It doesn't matter what age they are. They will learn wisdom. They will learn wisdom. So the Momo numbers are on the screen. I want you to give a very powerful offering. Powerful offering to support the work of God. The second offering in our church, we take two offerings. I want you to take your second offering, okay, and believe God that whatever you are giving, Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. Press down, shaking together, running over. Will God cause men to give into your bosom? So believe God that whatever you are giving, God is going to give you a better replacement of it in the name of Jesus. All right, so the Momo numbers are on the screen. I want you to give a fantastic offering and God will bless you. So give the offering tomorrow. God willing, Sunday. I can't wait to see you in church. All right? I honestly cannot wait to see you in church. Try as much as possible. Wake up early, 8 o'clock. Service has started. 10 o'clock, we've closed. You can go back home and then go enjoy life. All right? But you see, in this season, we are not in normal time. As you are coming, come with your nose marks. Come with your nose, your nose shield. Is that nose shield? Face shield. Come with it, okay? And be in the service. And don't stay at home. Say, me, the house, I've done the online one there. Tomorrow, lie, I don't come. No, you have to come. Tomorrow, I want to see you. I want to meet you, all right? And I believe that we are going to have a fantastic time. Tomorrow is going to be a communion Sunday, all right? So as you are coming, prepare that you are coming to dine at God's table, all right? So I want you to come. Having in mind that you are come to meet Jesus, first of all, and also to make friends, new friends. So tomorrow, dress up nicely, okay? Dress up. You can wear your jeans, anything at all you have. Wear it and come. All right? We are not marking register for best dressed person. Just come anyhow you are, and I believe that your life is going to. I hope you are giving the offering. You are the reason I'm talking plenty like that. So give your offering, and then come back. Let me pray with you so that we'll close. Okay. So if you are ready, let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all those that have listened, have watched this service. I ask for supernatural grace and blessings upon their lives as they go to bed, oh God. May they see angels. May they see angels, oh God. I curse nightmares. I curse evil dreams. I curse bad dreams in the name of Jesus, oh God. May they live to see tomorrow. Tomorrow next. May they live to see next month. May they live to see next year. May they live to see the next century in the name of Jesus. Give them more lives. anoint them, bless them, bless their parents, bless their household, and make them a better children in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. It's been a pleasure coming your way. My name once again is Pastor EK. Next week, God willing, maybe tomorrow I'll see you in church, but next week, God willing, this broadcast will come your way once again. God bless you so much for watching. Have a good night.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend EK. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.